This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, you, yours, and yours, and me and mine. Mr. Bradley Dean, you and yours. Bradley Dean, me and mine. Bradley Dean. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. By the way, everybody knows that's been listening over the last couple days knows that millions and millions of viewers from my videos have just been pulled from YouTube. Though we have our attorneys involved, that's all we can do at this point, friends. And let you know that the best way to continuously keep track of who we are and what it is that we're doing, stay to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If we go onto a platform and it gets pulled, go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and we will be there on one form or another concerning a social media platform, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When you go over to that page, you'll also find 13 to 15 different articles over there as well combating the lies, and that's why, by the way, we are under attack by big tech companies. And by the way, so are you. They don't want you to have a narrative that is in opposition to theirs in any sense of the word. But again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God now, are we? Nope, I didn't think so. We are on the offensive, not on the defensive. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I just wanted to make sure everybody understood where our feet are. They are upon the rock in obedience by faith and showing the world our love. Okay, faith worketh by love as well. So anyways, in saying that, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, how many people have let me know that our page is down? It's like, I know, I couldn't find you. I'm saying it really slow, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, stay on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, always go back to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and you will find us there. I'm not being sarcastic, friends, but really, how many times I've said this? You can also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, you can check us out on the front page over there, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Also wanted to let you know if you want to call in at any time, you can do that, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, is the definition of siege. Siege means slow takeover. Am I a gloom and doomer? Absolutely not. The curses don't belong to the obedient. Tell the righteous that it will be well with them. Tell the wicked, woe unto them. Isn't it interesting, now that I'm saying that, isn't it interesting how people are out there going back to the same problems? They're actually trying to hold on to the people that did nothing for 4 and 5 years during his administration. They're trying to hold on to him. To what? To do what? You know what's happening, friends, is Trump supporters right now are doing what Donald Trump should have done since the very offset of his administration, and he failed to do it. If he would have judged all of these people, if he would have brought back in the rule of law and brought in the DOJ and drained the swamp, folks, I guarantee you we would not be in this situation right now. And to prove the point, go to Proverbs 20, verse 8. Stick to Scripture. I don't care about your opinion. Stick to Scripture. I don't care about your opinion. And I'm saying that for the very reason, folks, in likening this to the conversation that we're having now about siege, a slow takeover. This is how it happens when a government fails to uphold the law, to enforce the law, to establish justice and judgment within the gate. Isaiah 51, verse 4, Amos 5:15 as well, that we might know righteousness and peace. That's how you destroy a country. Just ask Machiavellians, friends. Their republic was destroyed because they tolerated corruption in their government concerning their corrupt politicians. Hello. Hello, America. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that when we think of Scripture, it's interesting as men, again, making the point, continuously go back to an administration to try to prop them up to do what he should have done, that, by the way, that he promised that he would do and failed to do in the process. It's interesting how they keep going back to the very individuals that did absolutely nothing during the time of their criminal tenures. I want you to think about that. You can't make this up. You really can't make this up. You know what the Lord said to those people that keep going back? You know, everybody's sick and tired of the establishment, but yet they keep adding wood to the same fire. Just think about that. They're sick and tired of the establishment. They're caught up into the game, friends, and they're adding wood to the same fire that they declare that they're sick and tired of. No, that's the definition of insanity, friends. As I've said before, it's circular reasoning. Folks, they have you on a track where it's like the dog trying to chase its tail and it never gets to its tail. That's the track that you're on. If you're sick and tired of that, then break out of that. And the only thing that's going to break you out of that is the Word of God, that you might know the truth. Because rest assured, the truth will make you free, friends. John 8:32, as we follow the Christ, John 14:6, and the list goes on. But we must know concerning His Word, John 7:17 as well. That's a part of it, friends. He is the bread of life, and that's what we feed on a daily basis. But let me highlight something concerning those people that keep going back to those that do nothing. It reminds me of what the Lord said in Judges chapter 10, verse 14. He told those people that just don't want to hear the voice of the Spirit of God, go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen. And he said, let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. What's sad about all of this, friends, is they keep going back to the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse. Those that trust in the Lord brings a blessing. We go to the living God, just like our forefathers, friends. Okay? We don't keep going back to man that fails to keep his promises all by design. No, those are a part of the problem. But again, listen to what the Lord said. Tell those people, Judges 10:14, forgive me. He said, go and cry out to those gods, those that you worship, those that you have given your time and allegiance to. Go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen, the arm of the flesh. Read Isaiah 32 as well. Isaiah 30, I said then too, right? Not the number two. Read Isaiah 30. Two, and it will bring clarity. Go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. Folks, my message is the same. It always has been the same. It's the same 17 years ago as it is today. It's time for America to repent, period. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:17, Acts 2:38. The list goes on and on. Acts 20, verse 21. You get the point. We're going to come back. I want to play some audio that I didn't get to on Saturday. The Holy Ghost took that one over, and it's like, that's where I want to be. Let the Holy Ghost do what He does. And I want to yield myself. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are the sons of God. And friends, I want to tell you what, when we come back, I'm going to play some audio concerning those countries that are beginning to defy tyranny in their governments all over the world that the media doesn't want you to hear about. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, and thank you to my friend Deborah from Michigan that just said to me, Greg Locke today. Pastor Greg Locke is going to be joining us, I believe, next week. It was rescheduled because of protest. His church was actually standing up and protesting. Protestant has meaning, friends. Protestants, right? Well, he was out there doing the stuff. So they called and rescheduled. I believe it's going to be on December 4th, but don't hold me to that yet until we get a confirmation. But it will be next week. We have been promised. So with that said, friends, by the way, if you have any ideas, if you have someone in mind that you would like to be a part of the show and, you know, you're just kind of, well, maybe a little sketchy about maybe some of the things that they preach in your, or they're just blatantly heretical, folks, send them our way. Set it up. We'll bring them up on the radio. And I'm talking about these church leaders across America. I want them on the radio show. I want to bring them to the Word. And by the way, I'm going to write up something about what took place last week with Mario Murillo. I'll probably end up playing some of the audio just to kind of show you. The whole interview, friends, was I knew what I was dealing with. I was trying to push him to see if he would actually hold to his responsibility concerning the anarchists that have been raised up in this country. They've been preachers across the land, friends, during the duration of them being trained up in the ways that they should go, and he would not hold to it. And so am I disrespecting him? No, I'm just telling you what he said, but I'm going to write some stuff up tomorrow about that interview, and we'll probably end up highlighting that and then playing some of the pieces from the Mario Murillo interview. I did ask him, by the way, for a second show, and I think that if you listen to it, you heard me twice ask him the question, so Mario, would you be willing to do a second show? And once we begin to hit his idol, he said, no, that's the reason I won't be on another show. And then I actually reached out to him after the show to see if we could get him on again. then. And I told him I'd get him on tomorrow if you'd like to, just for the very sake of pushing out of my way anything that's going on, because people want to get to the you know, where the rubber meets the road with these guys. And I'll tell you what, the only thing that you can do, or the only a tool that you can actually bring forth, is the Word of God. To do just that, friends, we want to hold them to the Word. And I'll tell you what, it's interesting how they squirm when you begin to use the worm. How they begin to squirm when you use the Word. It's been one of those days already, let me just tell you. It's just been one of those days already, because I've got a lot to cover, but I want to play some audio here for you, too. I want to say this really quick. So Greg Locke will be on next week. I don't know exactly what day it is. Thank you, Deborah. And then I also want to tell you, friends, I'm going to be talking about Murray Amrillo's interview. I'm going to play some pieces from that interview tomorrow, and I'll just kind of highlight what I wanted to highlight that I can't highlight with him on the phone, but I will with him off the phone, as to the questions that I was going to begin to ask him, because Mario wanted to equate anybody that dare called out this administration for their transgressions of American law, which falls to God's law, the Mosaic Institution. He didn't want to talk about that. Well, I want to talk about that, and I want people to understand the fruit that's hanging off the branches of this current administration, because he didn't. I want to. But then again, that's why we're dealing with a bunch of anarchists in this country, is because they failed to use God's law as a schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ. Read Galatians 3:24 when you get a moment. Also Psalm 19:7 when you get a moment. So, without further ado, I want to get over to this because I bring it up, and some audio came to my desk the other day. And I bring up the fact that in Germany, I've got pictures of Germany, friends. It's incredible. Hundreds of thousands of people filling the streets. I mean, block after block after block after block of people in Germany rising up against the prime minister. By the way, she was considered the person of the year here. And Hillary Clinton really admires her. She's a girl version of the incarnate devil, Adolf Hitler, in Germany. Well, they're talking about a second wave there. Interesting, isn't it? A second wave over in Germany of shutdowns. The people would have none of it. They took to the streets. They're taking to the streets in Australia. Hundreds of thousands of people. I'm not talking about one or two. This is the voice of the people, friends. This is the voice of the people over there. And it's the voice of the people over here. This is the voice that the media means to censor. That the majority are not in agreement with what they're doing. Not even close. In America, it's less than 1.7% of the population that 330 million deal with. And yet, the media and politicians want you to believe that the 1.7% of the people in this country are the majority. And that's the voice that you keep hearing. And it's not true. Again, I want to make clear that I'm not standing on this side or that side. I'm standing on the side of the law. I'm standing on the side of what's right. Okay? Not my favorite unconstitutional political parties. I just want to make clear of that. But I want to go back to this, friends. Israel. Hundreds of thousands. The UK, hundreds of thousands. By the way, that was the reason our page was pulled, in part, is because Tim Brown's Sons of Liberty morning show was highlighting live feeds from the UK where hundreds of thousands of people were in protest concerning what's going on over there in the UK concerning their second wave. Same thing's happening in France. Folks, this is happening on a global basis, okay? And again, I want you to understand that what the media says, they want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. It's not true. Here, let me prove it. This is a guy by the name of David Icke. And, of course, they call him a conspiracy theorist because he's exposing the conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Read the book of Kings, friends. Conspiracy is continuously brought up. And keep in mind who's bringing up the word theorist. It's the mainstream media and the CIA's useful idiots that are constantly attempting to give cover to those that are responsible for the act of conspiracy. Well, without further ado, listen to David Icke over, I believe, in England right now. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say, because it's very important that you do. Check this out.
Well, what's happening all over the world is...
You got to kind of lean in a bit.
Early on,
lots of people were persuaded there was a deadly virus, so they accepted lockdown. But as the months have passed and their personal experience and the government's narrative bear no resemblance to each other, more and more people all over the world, it's increasing all the time, in country after country after country, are realizing that they are part of a scam. They've been had. And the scam is to transform human society using the excuse of this fake virus.
This fake virus,
he
said.
What they're doing is, in the name of health, they are destroying the world economy, they are destroying people's businesses, and they're destroying people's livelihoods. And this next series of lockdowns that apparently are now planned are designed to finish off so many of the businesses that have hung on for dear life this far. Why? Because when the population has no access to independent employment, they become dependent upon the state. And what they're now starting to suggest more and more loudly and more and more frequently is something that's been in my books for literally decades. And that's the plan to introduce what they call a guaranteed income. And the guaranteed income will be presented as a way of giving people a survival income, if that, because all the jobs have gone, with AI taking more and more jobs as well. But the idea is that this will not be a benevolent government. Benevolent governments is meant to be worldwide, saying here's some money because we care. It's here's some survival, just if survival income. And there comes with that a few consequences, a few riders. First of all, you have to have the Gates vaccine, which has an horrific and sinister agenda for humanity. And it won't be one either, it'll be one after the other. You will have to do what the government says. If you don't do what the government says, you don't get it. And we have a precursor to that in Australia, where the government's introduced legislation that says that if you're on state benefits, see guaranteed income that's coming, and you don't have your child vaccinated according to a whole list of government recommended vaccinations, then you lose benefits. And this is a precursor of the guaranteed income, total control.
You hear this, friends?
To bring that about, you have to destroy people's independent access to income,
destroy
and
people's independence,
employment. And that's what the lockdowns are all about. That's why Professor Neil Ferguson, owned by Gates, funded by Gates, and Imperial College in London, funded by Gates, owned by Gates, came up with the computer models with the ludicrous projections of deaths, 2.2 million in America and 500,000 in Britain, to justify the lockdown, because the lockdown was essential to this plan to destroy the global economy.
Listen, America, he's trying to tell us what's happening over there, because we're on the back end of what they're attempting to do. I got to tell you, these foreign countries are looking at Americans, asking the question, are you really allowing this to happen in America? You guys are supposed to be the light of the world. Let's start acting like it. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump's campaign on Monday secured a legal win after the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals granted an expedited review of their appeal from a Pennsylvania court. Their brief now needs to be filed by 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, and more have to be filed by 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The court will advise if oral arguments are desired. States across the country continuing to issue tight restrictions around Thanksgiving. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak, the latest to issue restrictions regarding how many people can gather around the table for Thanksgiving dinner. When it comes to enforcing the limits he put in place, New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy tells ABC's Good Morning America,
We got to do everything we can, but there's a huge amount of burden here on personal responsibility and doing the right thing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. A Texas town needs military support to handle COVID-19 deaths.
The Texas National Guard has been mobilized to El Paso County, Texas, to help with a morgue crisis as the state battles a surge in coronavirus cases and deaths. A team of 36 National Guard troops were called to provide mortuary affairs support. The Guard will replace inmates who had relieved overworked El Paso City personnel. The goal is to create movement of the dead to prevent a backup returning those that have passed to their families. El Paso is on the border of Mexico and has become one of Texas's COVID-19 hotspots. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
General Motors is recalling 5.9 million vehicles with potentially dangerous airbag inflators after a U.S. safety agency said Monday it had rejected the Detroit automaker's petition to avoid the callback. The recall involves SUVs and trucks from 2007 to 2014. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. If we get pulled from YouTube or a different platform, you can always find us on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, to safe out all of this, friends, go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and see the email address, subscribe, put your email in there, and we will send you a link every day concerning the 13 to 15 articles that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com that are combating the lies, okay? As will you get a link to the page so you can watch the show if it's a late night for you or if it's an early morning for you. Just want to make sure you understand. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Our friend Michael Roach over there called me up out of Arkansas and asked me the question, Bradley, can we broadcast you live? I said, absolutely you can. Matter of fact, we just got another one today out of Minnesota, a bigger television network, which is pretty cool. It was kind of a kick in the pants for a better way of saying it. And they're going to be broadcasting us on television as well, getting this message out there, which means that we are not only on 133 outlets across the United States of America and broadcasting into 53 countries, but we're going to be on television all over the place. We already are, but just letting you know that we're getting more of those requests tests. And again, I want to tell you why, because people are sick and tired of the political talk. They are. They want answers. And the only thing that's going to be bring the answers is the Word of God and the Constitution, because, again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. I also wanted to tell you that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. Let me shoot from the hip really quick. You just heard from the break. Folks, do you realize since this whole plandemic has been sticking its ugly head out over the last, 6 and 7 months in this country, do you realize that every single break is continuously driving fear to take the vaccinations? I also want you to consider this. Every single one of these politicians, I don't care if it's a governor, if it's a mayor, if it's a city official, if it's a sheriff, if it's federal government, state government that are going along, I can tell you right now, friends, they are a part of this alliance. They all the well know the fact of the matter. Folks, are you going to suggest to me that, I've got information that they can't get? No, it's easy to find. It's really easy to find. You have to dig a little bit sometimes, but it's really easy to find. As a matter of fact, I just got a text just a couple of minutes ago on my back end, just to show you how easy it is. I've got several pages up on social media right now, and what I want you to know is I went to the back. Someone sent me a message. Thank God for you guys, because we're in this together. Excuse me. We're in this together. But someone just sent me an article. Dolores Cahill posted a video to playlist World Doctors Alliance. Guess what it's about, friends? How they are being censored. Did you hear what I said? World Doctors Alliance, they're being censored. This isn't just happening on a global basis, friends. This isn't just happening in America. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. This isn't just happening in America, friends. This is happening on a global basis. Bill Gates has got a lot of Judases willing to sell out not only their own souls, but their own prospective countries. So if you want the truth of the matter, it's there to find. So I don't want anybody to suggest to me that these governors don't know the truth of the matter. Nope, they're a part of an alliance. Isaiah 28, verse 18, read it when you get a moment. It's an alliance, it's a covenant of death, and it's a covenant of hell. And it's for us in this country, 330 million people, to stand up and deal with every one of them. And then at the end of the day, take every single one of them, enforce the law against them, and then prosecute them, folks, for selling out to special interest groups like that of Bill Gates. Okay? And Billy Gates, if you want to understand why he's got people calling for his arrest, it's because of what he intends to do here. And the fact of the matter is that it literally bleeds into every country on a global basis. Because, again, we have a lot of Judases in government that are willing to sell you out for a little extra money, friends. 30 pieces of silver. Read Luke 22:48. Because that's what's happening here. Again, just for the record, okay? Now, what I want to do is I want to start picking up on this just a little bit, and then we'll take some of these phone calls. Gauging the people is what they're doing. And I want to show you how this works. I had a caller this Saturday, and when he called in, I started going off on this little bunny trail. We call them rabbit trails, prophetic trails. They're the best because they feed the most. Because it's the word of the Lord. It's the gift of prophecy that the Holy Ghost gives out. And I'm not talking about proclaiming what's going to happen down the line. That's a different version of the gift of prophecy. But prophetically telling the people what it is that they need to hear in specifics. Okay, people came for something and they received it because they were hungry. Jesus said, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, he promised that you will be filled. And I knew when we were talking about it, I needed to write an article. So that's exactly what I did. Dr. Dan Erickson said this. This is one of the Bakersfield doctors that was censored right when he first came out. And I want to tell you why he was censored by YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. It's because of what I'm about to tell you. He said, this is not about COVID. This is what Dr. Dan Erickson said. He said, it's not about science. He said, it's about control. Now, we just heard David Icke talking about the same thing over in Europe right now. Okay, And he said, this is happening all over the place. People are finally catching on. And here's America. The world looks to America, and America's walking around pretending with these criminals in government who have an 11% approval rating. Shame on you, Americans. Okay? But with that said, what I want to do is I want to take a couple minutes of your day. Thank you for joining us. And I want to show you how all this works concerning the perpetual fraud that you know is COVID-19. Now, I want to say this, too, that I'm not denying that COVID exists. What I'm denying is the degree to which the government has taken all of this, because we can all see that it's not a virus that's under attack, but rather the American people and their God-given rights that are under attack. Is that true? Read Daniel 3:2, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to stand up against it with Nebuchadnezzar, just like you have to today. And just remember, if you don't bow, you don't burn. But what I want to do is I want to show you line upon line as to how this unlawful progression by your government, which you tolerate, has and is being methodically played out today. So let's take it step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept. They first began promulgating, broadcasting their message, and driving a narrative of what? Fear concerning a virus that they cannot prove to be as deadly as they would like you to believe it is. You just heard them talk about, during the break, all the deaths and the morgue overflow and all the dead people in Texas. Really? Man, don't you guys remember when this first came out, how we got Jason Jones, who was listening to the same message about how all the people were in line, not just the morgues, but how all the people were in line to get their vaccinations in Hawaii, and how many people were at the clinic because they were afraid that they were going to die? And then what Jason did is he put on his shoes, his walking shoes, and he went down to the local clinic that they were highlighting, and he couldn't find one person there. It's the same way you're getting your news right now, friends, and they should be held criminally, friends, for what they are promulgating, because it's nothing but propaganda. And then again, I shared with this with you on this on Saturday, as to, remember, Todd Starnes was from Fox News, heard the same message that Jason Jones heard in Hawaii, and he heard it. Same thing in Brooklyn, New York. And, well, guess what, friends? He put his walking shoes on, and he went down to the hospital that he said was just being inundated with people to get their vaccinations, and they were there because they were sick, and they were running out of hospital beds. Do you remember all this, friends? And Todd Starnes brought a camera there, and they couldn't find literally one person in line. And then people began to do it all over the country. And then guess what Facebook did? And guess what YouTube did? They begin to extract all of the people's content by shutting down their sites so you couldn't know the truth. See? And nobody props up their lies and their statistics more than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. I said on Saturday, friends, if they want to restart, they want to reset, then let's reset it. Let's clean house, friends, because they work for us. We do not work for them. And they are, through forced compliance, trying to drive you to take a vaccination from none other than their daddy, friends, than their daddy, Bill Gates, who wants to, out of his own mouth, depopulate the planet. I didn't say it. Bill Gates said it. Okay? So they first begin to promulgate and drive a narrative of fear. Okay? They begin to exaggerate long lines like I just highlighted, and clinics where, when grassroots media outlets begin to check into what the mainstream media was pushing over and over again, they found not a single person in line. Literally, friends. Okay? And little did most people know that this was all pre-planned long, long ago. We played audio from none other than Dead Zone 2003 in the very exact same wordplay that they're playing on you today concerning coronavirus, chloroquine, all these other words, a swab, cotton swab in your mouth, a China virus, so on and so forth, was all in that television program called Dead Zone back in 2003. Okay, then they came out with Contagion in 2011. Then the false prophet, you know, Bill Gates was forecasting a pandemic, and we better get ready for it, right? And that's where he started talking about depopulating the world through a vaccination. And then he said in the same sentence, if we do a good job, depopulating the world is doing a good job. Bill Gates said this, okay? But again, I want you to know that this has been in play for a long time. In 2017, Fauci said there's most definitely going to be a pandemic. They were all forecasting this, friends, okay? And then just in March, wow, shazam, abracadabra, here it is. Folks, come on. Nothing happens in politics that's not first plan, said Roosevelt. And it's exactly what's happening today. There's nothing new under the sun, friends. Read Ecclesiastes 1:4 and 1:9 when you get a moment. There's nothing new under the sun. And by the way, they all act like their father, the devil. They all come to steal, kill, and destroy. So they're pretty easy to detect. And if we judge them by their fruit, we're going to surely know who they are, right? Matthew 7:16 said, my big brother Jesus Christ. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I'm proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so what we're doing right now is we're talking about gauging the people, see how this works. We're defining siege, which means slow takeover. It's under the judgments of God. These things take place. Why? Because the 86% in this country that call themselves Christians fail to keep God's commandments in keeping his judgments and his statutes. And that's why we're in trouble. Okay? Hey folks, if a cop doesn't do his job, what happens? They breed crime, right? That's exactly what's happening here with the church. They're not good cops. They're not good police. They're allowing crime to breed itself. And what's happening? We're watching them, for those that are, raise up a generation of what? A bunch of anarchists. And why is that? Because it doesn't fall, the antinomianists don't fall too far from the tree. Of course. They have no regard for God's moral government. What happens, friends, when you are, the Bible says that those that forsake God's law praise the wicked. Let me say it this way. Those that forsake Jesus Christ praise the current administration. That's what happens, regardless of who it is. Okay? They put man in the arm of the flesh in the place of Christ. Our forefathers had flags that were flying that said, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. It said nothing about appealing to a man anywhere. And first and foremost, those that are caught up into this little game that you're complaining about online right now on Top Chat, Jesus said to beware of the leaving of the Herodians. He said to beware of the leaving of the Pharisees. In other words, their ill doctrines, their corrupt doctrines. Okay? The fact of the matter is you can sit and complain all day long, but it's another thing for you to actually stand up and right the wrongs, especially if you call yourself the Christian, because we're called to bring the answers to the world, not the problems to the world. Read Isaiah 58:12 when you get a moment. But I want to take this again. I want to show you a couple more steps to this, okay? Let me go to the next one. When that didn't work, friends, then they put the doctors under investigation for telling people that the medical industry was coaching them to make claim that deaths were being related to COVID even when they were not. Y'all remember this? Scott Jensen's been on the radio with us several times. He's a senator and he's a doctor. Why would they attack him? Because he's not going along with the narrative, friends. Shortly thereafter, the mainstream media's frauds and politicians were found to be manufacturing test results. Do you remember in Florida, friends, where they had the COVID testing scandal? 333 labs reported 100% of people testing positive for coronavirus. Why? Because they need the numbers to back up the narrative. They don't have them. And friends, don't forget that the next step was that tyrannical governors and mayors used unlawful and unconstitutional measures to mandate that people wear masks or else. But do you remember how it all started, friends? Just wear the mask for a couple weeks. And then all of a sudden, here comes this little rat Fink, who is directly transported from the 30s to 2020, from the Third Reich to this current administration, friends. That says, no, masks don't work. You don't have to wear a mask. And then a couple days later, he comes back, oh, you better wear a mask. You might get a droplet that might come through. But yet, if you read the mask, you can look right in the inside. It tells you that it does not prevent disease, okay? So it's confusion by design. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. But what do you see, friends? The government then comes in because they're losing the narrative, and then they begin to use what? Forced compliance. And their methods, okay? Yet, simultaneously, they were exempting themselves from wearing them. You remember all this, friends? I'm just here to remind you, and the reason I'm reminding you is because the media is inundating you with new stuff in hopes that you'll forget, which I'm highlighting even now. That's why I keep driving the nail in with a hammer. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? We're going to keep bringing the hammer, friends, and we're going to keep your attention on what matters right now, because they want you to forget about what I'm telling you right now. Do you remember the D.C. mayor who exempted lawmakers and government employees from new mask mandate? That they don't have any constitutional authority to actually implement? What are Americans going to learn? And when that didn't work, guess what they did? They began to use universities to help. Listen carefully. And I'm talking about Yale University. I'm not kidding you. This is Ben Swan. When that didn't work, they began to use universities to help manipulate Americans to take the vaccination for the virus that they cannot prove. Do you see what's happening here, friends? See, they continue to push more unwarranted fears than unconstitutional shutdowns of your businesses and churches while their businesses are left open, as are the Planned Parenthoods, the casinos, and the strip clubs, and the list goes on, right? Additionally, criminals are released from jail back out into the streets while citizens are threatened with jail time for not complying with their unconstitutional orders, and all the while endangering the lives of your family and friends. And keep in mind, the church was their end aim. The church was their end aim. And we can see how ineffective they are, because they took the money over standing up against the tyrant that was stealing ours to give to them. They're committing suicide, friends. But this is also the same church, friends, that has been on the scene for 6 and 7 decades that have brought us to the point as to where we're at today. Okay? And it's a lack of Christianity. And when all this has been going on in the face of federal... Folks, just think about this. They keep pushing the narrative and pushing the narrative. All of this in the face of federal and state judges that are telling the American people that what these governors and mayors are doing is completely unlawful. Read Psalm 94:20. Yet the people keep pretending with them. Now what are they doing, folks? Because you're wearing a mask, they feel encouraged to tell you you're not going to get together for Thanksgiving. You can go fly a kite. As a matter of fact, I'll buy your kite for you, Mr. Flossy. Okay? I'll buy your kite for you, Mr. Gates. I'll buy your kite for you, Mr. President, Mr. Governor, and Mr. Mayor. Because you're not going to tell me who you work for as to how you're going to do your job, especially when I didn't give you delegated authority to act in a criminal fashion against the laws that you promised to uphold. Fly a kite. Period. Period. So the judges come about and say, there's no pandemic exception to the Constitution, yet the American people keep going right along. Then we get South Dakota governor. I don't have the authority to lock down the state. Kristi Noem comes out and says they're attacking our religious freedoms. But the people keep going right along with it. And don't forget about the political theater that the politicians were caught talking about on hot mics, all the while knowing that they are paid actors on the stage of deception. They know it. How is it that you don't? It's not like we're watching a movie here, friends. I mean, call me crazy, but isn't Bill Gates the one that's behind all of this? Of course, his father is the devil. That's why they've come up with this patent through Google called Luciferis-Luciferian. No doubt. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, friends. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Yes, Bill Gates is behind it. Who is Bill Gates' daddy? Again, he was the head of Planned Parenthood who murdered over 60 million babies under the guise of, well, the government said it was okay. And I propose a question to you. Since when did Bill Gates become a doctor, and since when did Bill Gates become an elected representative of American law? He never has. But politicians are obeying him and his money more than they are the law that they promised to uphold. And so are the American people. They're adhering to the tyranny and the tyrants more than they are the law that would throw those tyrants in jail for a long, long time. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Bradley, I've heard this before. Well, guess what? Others haven't. And again, I'm just here to remind you of what's important right now. Isn't Bill Gates the one who stated that doing a good job on vaccinations could lower the world's population? Why, yes, he is. John 10:10. What has Satan come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy, just like Bill Gates? This is judgment, America. This is judgment. That's the definition of a siege. Read Deuteronomy 28. Matter of fact, I can go over there for you really quick. And what does it tell us starting in verse 50? Yeah, there's so much I could cover here. It's crazy, and I don't have the time to do it right now. Again, 52. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, your enemies, until thy high and fenced walls come down. They are wherein thou trusted. Throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee, your enemies, and all thy gates throughout all the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Why? Because Americans, namely the church, refuses to obey God. Okay, so in the end, when they lose their narrative to the people that they're exposing, they then turn on the people, like for example, what Bill Gates is pushing, what Fauci's pushing. Matter of fact, he just came out over the weekend and he said, friends, those that are not going along with this narrative are a real problem. That's what he said, exactly what he said. But what happens when you begin to expose them for who they are? Bill Gates comes out and says, those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, they kill children. He's a sick, demented devil is what he is. Just accuse the other side of what you're guilty of, right? Read Revelations 12:10. That's exactly what Satan does. It's exactly what Bill Gates does. You want to see the devil incarnate in part, friends? There it is. And all of his little minions? Go ahead and listen to their narrative, friends, because they're all parroting Bill Gates on cue. Because they've sold you down the river. It's that simple. See how this works? This is totalitarianism, friends, and it's nothing short of it. Nothing short of it. So in conclusion, this is nothing more than gauging the people to see how far they are allowed to take this. I want you also to know both on my media platforms, if you go to the bottom, the article is posted. There's videos for you to see. All of this coming directly from their own mouths. Professional doctors that are warning the American people as to what's going on here that big tech companies, the media, and corrupt politicians are attempting to censor. Love you by what we do. Talk to you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.